From the city where pro wrestling gets elevated, Denver, Colorado's very own Mr. Fourth Row.
All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and I'm excited to bring you some cool stuff we got happening. I think this is going to be exciting. I know everybody is itching to get back to wrestling, and please welcome back to the show, owner of Colorado Springs Wrestling, Ruthless Randy Rude. Randy, how you doing?
Oh, it's good to be back on the show. I'm doing great, man. I'm doing really good.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. Like I said, I think everybody is itching to get wrestling going again. I think we've gotten through a good majority of what we've had to endure. So got you on the show to talk about some exciting an event for Colorado Springs Wrestling. So let the listeners know what we've got coming up here.
Well, you know, next Saturday, June 20th, we have got Headlocks for Hospice Telethon, the first annual Headlocks for Hospice Telethon. It is a wrestling telethon that will take place starting at 11 o'clock and it will end at 10 o'clock at night. And it's to raise money for Sangre de Cristo Hospice, a very near and dear company to my heart. They're located here in Southern Colorado, and they have helped over thousands of families in what's, which is one of the hardest times any person ever goes through. And unfortunately, it's something that every single one of us do have to go through in our lives, and that is the end of life. Yeah, and these folks here at a nonprofit organization do this every single day. They help these families in that toughest time to get to, you know, cope with what they have to deal with. And they do such an amazing job, and they work so hard at what they do. I know this firsthand on multiple ways. First off, I am truly honored to say that I was an employee at Sangre de Cristo Hospice for 3 years, and I was right there with all the nurses, all the CNAs, all the way up to the CEO, Tara, who is a good friend of mine. I've worked with every different department of that company, and I was just a maintenance and housekeeping guy. But they treated me like family, and, you know, these families that I had to help out at the hospice house that touched my heart in ways that will be there forever.
Oh, that's awesome. And you said that there was another way that they touched your life as well, besides the employment part?
That is... they helped me with over 4 family members personally. When I went through some of the hardest times, I was there 1 week to the day apart to have 2 grandmothers pass away. I went into that hospital, and this is the reason I applied there for a job, was I went there. My grandmother passed away, and 1 week later to the day, I was back there again because my other grandmother was passing away.
Oh, geez.
And these people worked so hard for me and my family to make us feel at home in this building. It is a very comfortable place for families in such a hard time. And I knew I had to be part of it. So I got a job there, and I so many stories and so many things I've done with that company. And when I left there, it was the hardest job I've ever had to leave, because of the fact that every time I looked down the hall, my grandfather, who was also a hospice patient there, he wasn't at the hospice house, but he was on the hospice care. He was, he built benches and donated them to this hospice house that still to this day sit in the hallway of that building for these families to sit on and mourn and be together and help each other. And every day I would walk up and down those halls and look at those benches. And I would smile because that was my grandfather right there.
Oh, that's very nice. I love it. And if I could just interject, hospice is, you know, when it's done, well, like it sounds like, with, Santa De Cristo, it's influencing. It makes you remember it. It, brings, cheerful, you know, cheerful tears of joy. You know, good memories that, even though lost somebody, important, that the experience wasn't as, it was comforting, if I could use that word. Yeah.
That's absolutely it right there. And they do it better than anyone I've ever seen. They are so amazing. And I'm not trying to like take anything away from any other hospice facility or company out there whatsoever. If you work in hospice care, you are a tough person and you have a heart of gold. That's all there is to it.
Right.
You know, and that's why we're doing this. Yeah. That's why we're raising this money. That's what Headlocks for Hospice is about. It's a great way, you know, to raise money for a great organization. And it just so happens to be it's on the first day of summer.
Right.
So what better way to start off the summer and start off this new beginning in CSW and in the world than a wonderful 12-hour telethon of professional wrestling.
Yeah, that's very true. It's kind of got a yin and a yang thing, you know, like you said, you just mentioned summer, bright, you know, bright, full part of the calendar year. And, you know, hopefully brighten up, you know, people's when they're in their times of need and times of sorrow and that kind of stuff, just give them a little bit of sunshine in their.
Oh yeah, you know, I have a wonderful actually wrestling story I'll give you.
Sure.
From hospice, because I've been telling everybody out there, if you have any kind of a hospice story whatsoever, any of you fans, wrestlers, anyone out there, post it. Let people know what hospice do for you. Definitely let them hear how wonderful these unsung heroes are.
Yeah.
Okay. I was working a normal day like I always do. And the nurses called me and said they needed me in a room stat. They needed my help from a patient. And I'm like, well, I'm just, you know, housekeeping maintenance guy. What do they need my help with? I walk in and this lady is furious because she can't find Monday Night Raw.
Oh.
And she can't miss wrestling because SummerSlam's coming up. And so I had to save the day so I could find the channel that had Monday Night Raw on for her. And then she was upset that she wasn't going to be able to watch SummerSlam because she was in a hospice house. And, you know, that showed me a real wrestling fan. This woman is in a room at a hospice house and she wants her wrestling.
Yeah.
So what's Randy Rude going to do? I went and got a computer and signed into my WWE Network account in her room and turned on SummerSlam that Sunday for her so she could watch her pay-per-view. And I also brought in one of the replica belts for her to sit on her bed with her while she watched SummerSlam.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a healthy tie-in connection there. That's fantastic. I love it.
So that's what Headlocks for Hospice is about right there.
Yeah. So you know, I don't know if you at the time was thinking about this, but is that just kind of, you think that just has been, you know, kind of locked away and now that you're doing what you are with CSW, it kind of just, connecting all the dots and kind of just, heck, you know, you thought you had this in your memories and it's like, why not do this?
Yeah. You know, that's absolutely it is. It just, I always want to do some stuff for hospice. I always do it. I've been part of many of their fundraising events, their motorcycle runs, their kickball tournaments, you name it. I was part of it when I was there, you know, and it does. I'll tell you what, you know, it's something I thought of a few years ago, just an idea. I was like, ah, that'd be really cool one day if there was something that you could do called Headlocks for Hospice. Huh. Well, now that I have the ability to do it,
that's
what we're going to do.
Yeah, going all out, if I could use the term.
Absolutely. That's it right there. We are going all out. We're going to show CSR. We're going to show Sangre what Colorado Springs Wrestling and Devotion Championship Wrestling and Redemption Championship Wrestling. Don't forget those two.
Right.
This is not just a CSW show. Okay. Devotion is coming in from Utah to show their love for hospice care, and Redemption from Southern Colorado region is coming as well to show their love, which also means more title matches at Headlocks for Hospice. This is a telethon. It's going to be in 3 2-hour time slots. Okay.
Yeah.
And each time slot is going to have 5 matches. So we have planned 15 matches for you wonderful fans out there.
Okay. And speaking of that, it's the telethon theme, the telethon name, was this the original thought to do the Headlocks for Hospice, or was it just kind of modified because of the current state of affairs with the world right now?
Well, to be honest, no, it wasn't originally going to be a telethon. It was supposed to be just a regular CSW show. Well, not a regular show. We were going to obviously go to a bigger venue.
Right.
This was going to be pretty massive. And when we were told that we're only allowed so many fans, we had to figure out how, you know, we have way more fans on a regular monthly basis to our shows than obviously we're allowed to have. So we had to figure out, how can we do this? How can we have all of our fans, or at least a good portion of our fans, be at this part of this Headlocks for Hospice? And then it hit us. It's like, let's do a telethon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll split it into 2-hour time frames. And there you go. Each 2-hour time frame has separate tickets for sale. I am very honored to say that the 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock and the 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock time frames are completely sold out. And the 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock time frame is probably going to be sold out before the end of this interview.
doing our part.
By sold out, that is right. You did hear me correct. We are allowed to have fans.
Would you like to go over some of the specifics on the fan part and all that kind of stuff, and what's it going to be look like? Because this is also going to be streaming online as well, right?
Absolutely. It will be streamed on Facebook and YouTube, hosted by Hollywood Tony P and the Great Hoff. And it's going to be different. I will say that. It's not going to be what you normally see at a wrestling show. And by that, I mean you're not going to see the rows of seats around the ring. We're doing strictly tables for these shows. We always have our VIP table section, and it's a huge hit, and you know, people go on a 3-month waiting list just to try to get a table at our events normally.
Yeah.
So why not give everybody that same service for this telethon? So we are doing strictly tables. There's 10 tables for each event, each 2 hour time frame. And each table will have a maximum of 4 people at it. The tables will obviously be 6 feet apart to, due to social distancing. And we will, obviously, there's a 3 hour time frame in between the each 2 hour spot for us to clean and sanitize the entire tables, ring, everything we can do to assure safety to all the fans, all the wrestlers, all the sponsors, everybody that is so gracious to honor us by coming to this event. I want everyone to know that we take their safety extremely serious. Mm-hmm. And it's the most important thing to me personally and everyone at CSW.
Right. And it's important to be, would you say also it's important to do everything correctly that you're being asked to, because in a way you're being an ambassador for the wrestling community to the public health departments?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll tell you the truth. There is a lot riding on my shoulders as the owner of CSW. Mm-hmm. And everyone involved in this show, that's all the wrestlers, all the referees, all the promoters, all the companies. We want to show that we can do this. Mm-hmm. We want to show that this can be done and our fans can still have their live events.
Right.
And be in a safe environment.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing is, this has to be a success. Right. And I lose a lot of sleep at night just making sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and that everything is as safe and secure as we can possibly make it.
Yeah. And do you also in that vein, do you feel, and I don't know if you have yet or not, but I'm going to put it to you now. Do you feel a little bit of pressure because here's a, let's face it. Let's be real. It's a small event. It's a wrestling event. It's an independent wrestling event. Do you feel a little bit of pressure that this is going to be maybe a stepping stone, a pillar of example to, let's say, an NBA, NHL, an MBL, or MLB, that this is how fans can start getting involved in going to events here in the United States, for example?
Well, now that you put it that way, yeah. I mean, no pressure on us or anything, but yeah, this is a very big step right here because it is broadcasted live on Facebook, on YouTube. It's going to be worldwide broadcasted, so anybody could tune in to watch this.
Yeah.
It is a great way to show, hey, look, this is a safe environment, a clean environment, and the fans get to have a great time.
Yeah.
Now I do got to say, I hope and pray by next month in July, we are back to having some sort of normal crowd again.
Right.
We won't be able to, I know we're not gonna be able to put in our normal 350 people piled into the corner pocket, but at least something. But for now, if we got to keep doing it this way, then I'll tell you what, I'll do whatever I have to do to give this community live professional wrestling.
Right. Yeah. And I guess basically kind of also to sum it up, this is as some people out there say, this is wrestling. So this is going to be a good telltale thing that, we can have sporting events and, wrestling, let's be honest, wrestling is contact. It's, much as contact as even if not more than say basketball. So this is going to be a good example to, put out there to, like I said, to everything, to, even all the big guys, in those other sports universes that this can happen. And, And as, I think, and if I may be so bold, you know, all these independent wrestling companies, if they all, you all, we all collectively do this together as the community, we can show across the country, across the world, that if wrestling can do this, so can those other sports organizations.
Absolutely. I 100% could not agree with you more. Yeah. It is, you know, let's show it. Let's show the world that we can do this. Then that we, and it's going to be a massive event. It's going to be a great success. People are extremely excited. The wrestlers are so excited. These guys are so ready to get out there and actually wrestle again.
Yeah. Okay, well, and, you know, so speaking of that, would you like to tell the listeners about the show, the blocks, the matches, and everything that's coming up?
Sure. I mean, I can give you a couple of the matches. You know, we obviously have announced that the main event will be for the 719 title. It'll be Jimbo Lucas challenging Animal Sam for that 719 title. That's going to be a great match right there. The main event for the second block, because like we said, it's in two-hour blocks. Each block will have five matches. Each block will also have its own main event. So we have three main events planned for this show. The second block's main event is Balaam Lynx versus defending that RCW Ultimate title against Logan Austin. So that's going to be a huge match in itself right there. Any of the local wrestling fans know those two names and know that that's going to be an amazing match right there.
Yeah, to the young lions, the young upstarts in the area.
And you're going to put a belt on the line between those two?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good match right there. And then there's going to be over six title defenses total on this show between the 3 2-hour time slots. So we're talking 15 matches with over six titles on the line. So it's going to be a massive event. I hope you yourself are ready for this day.
I'm itching, yeah, just like the wrestlers are.
Because Mr. Fourth Row has got himself in the fourth row for 12 hours.
That is true. And I want to thank you for setting that up for me here publicly. That's awesome. It's great.
Yeah, it's going to be quite an event. You know, we will have merchandise available at the event as we normally do. The Corner Pocket will be serving some concessions. Now, a lot of you fans are used to that amazing food that they have. They are unfortunately going to have to downsize the menu a little bit. Basically, hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos, those types of things.
A little like a focused menu, focused down.
Because of the fact it's an all day long event, right, is the biggest reason.
Yeah.
Now, our normal events, you've seen it there. You've been there before. That order of pulled pork barbecue nachos is usually mind-blowing there.
Yeah.
You know. So they've got the staff at Corner Pocket is such an amazing staff, and they always treat the fans so well and the wrestlers. They love CSW. So they're just as excited as us. Like I said, all the proceeds from this show, all of them are going towards Sangre de Cristo Hospice. So this is going to be a great event. We're trying to figure out what our goal number is going to be. What's our goal going to be set at? And we're still trying to figure out what that is, because we want to make sure that we raise a really good amount of money for hospice. I want them to say basically professional wrestling give hospice the best fundraiser they've ever had.
Yeah.
That's my goal right there. That's a good, positive goal to have in life right there.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. So if people are unable to attend, will there be a way to, if people wanted to make a donation and that kind of stuff? Is that going to be something that's going to be set up or possible?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, we just set it up earlier today. We have set up a GoFundMe for Headlocks for Hospice. It will be running from today until the Sunday after the event. So it's open now, and it will be open until after the event. We will be streaming it during the entire telethon. So there will be a GoFundMe that all fans can go to and donate if they feel like they can. You know, obviously, it is a tough time for a lot of people out there. And I know that money is not something that a lot of people have. So every dollar we make for hospice is so appreciated. It's always appreciated, but even more so now. So there will be that way as well. And a lot of the fans that buy tickets to CSW know that all they have to do is reach out to me personally, and I will take care of that donation for them.
Right. So if they're happen to miss the GoFundMe link, they can just route it to you, and you'll get it into the Headlocks for Hospice fundraising goal.
Absolutely. That's it right there. And we will be posting the GoFundMe later on this evening on the CSW page as well.
That's awesome. All right. So anything else that we should go over for this event? Fans that are currently have tickets, anything, of course, we are going to ask them to be on their best behavior, but still have fun.
Have fun. Please, respect the social distancing. Mm-hmm. If you're not feeling well, let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. Send me a message. Give me a call, something. If you're not feeling well, just let me know. We'll work something out. You can come to an event later on, and I will honor a ticket for you and still make your donation towards hospice.
Right.
Just please, let's do this right, everyone out there. Let's make this happen. Yeah. It's time.
Yeah. So yeah, let's do that. Right. Yeah. So if, we as American society, it's like we want to be the tough, hey, I can make it through, for example, work today, but in the times that we're in now, let's not chance anything. There's going to be no harm, no foul, no hard feelings that you're not going to be able to make it. Yes, you may feel sad that you're not going to be able to show, but you know what? There's more shows to attend in the future, and it's important to for us as a society to take care of each other.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. That's exactly it right there.
All right. So what else we want to talk about the event here?
Well, like I said, we've got everything pretty much covered. There's three time slots. We only have two tables still available for the 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock time slot as of right now. And the other two time slots are completely sold out, but you can still tune in on Facebook or YouTube. We will have a GoFundMe streaming, so you will be able to donate. Six title matches, 15 matches total. Debuts, CSW debuts happening as well. Little spoiler, I think it's time. I'll go ahead and give you some sort of a spoiler. What the heck? Why not?
All right, sounds good.
How about if I let you know that my personal bodyguard, Lilith Grimm, will be in action at Headlocks for Hospice. I'm not going to say against who, but she is going to be in the ring.
Oh, so either if you're there, you're going to see it, or otherwise, tune in.
Absolutely, let the world know about Headlocks for Hospice.
Awesome, that's great. All right. Well, that's fantastic. I think that's great. I'm excited. I know you're excited. I know the wrestlers are itching. They're, I know they're all prepping. You know, with I know gyms have started opening, so I know those guys are wanting to get into ring shape, make this event good for themselves. Their everybody in the locker room, the fans, and the whole thing, the whole enchilada, as they say.
Yeah, that's it. It's going to be great. It is going to be a great show.
All right, that's fantastic. All right, well, Ruthless Randy Rude, I want to thank you for coming on to this episode. You know, but before I do let you go, plug the social medias for CSW and all the stuff like that to make sure people are following along and all that stuff to get informed in this event and for other events in the future.
Well, always make sure and go to our Facebook page, Colorado Springs Wrestling. Check us out at coloradospringswrestling.com. You can also reach us, contact me personally. My email is randyrude80@yahoo.com for any kind of ticket information, sponsorship information, booking information, anything else like that. I am the guy to talk to. Give us a shout out to every wrestler that you see. They all have a Facebook page. They all have a Twitter account, Instagram, everything. Go out there, find them, look them up. They're on there, I promise. If you look their name up, there's a 99.9% chance you're going to find their page. So give them a like. You want to know what's going on in CSW, follow all the wrestlers. That's how you'll know what's going on CSW. Buy their merchandise. Mm-hmm. Okay, every wrestler almost out there now has a pro wrestling tees account. So go on there and find their shirts. Give these guys a few bucks in their pocket.
Yeah, it's the least we can do.
That's it right there.
All right.
I know you've been doing your part.
I know. So. Yeah. Speaking of pro wrestling tees, as of today, got my box from my latest order, and just time to wear each and every single one of them.
Now, in all those shirts you have, though,
here it goes. Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, is there a UWO shirt in that collection?
I do have one. I have a purple and black one.
Oh, you have the Lilith Grimm?
I do. UWO
shirt. All right. All uh-huh. right. Well, then, okay. All right. Then I guess your t-shirt collection is fairly cool then.
it's yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You only have one.
Yeah.
But at least there's one in there.
Right.
So.
That is true. Very true. Very true. Yeah. All right. Randy, like I said, thanks for coming on, and I'm excited, and I can't wait to see you and everybody else here in just a little more than a week and a half.
About a week and a half. I'll see you there.
Once again, a big thank you to Ruthless Randy Rude for gracing his presence once again here on the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. And letting all the listeners know about the exciting upcoming event for Colorado Springs Wrestling, the Headlocks for Hospice telethon event. Should be exciting. Of course, I know everybody, myself included, are itching to see our wrestling, our local wrestling, back in the venues and for us all to experience it all together as a community. And that is such a big, strong, if I can go on a little bit of a diatribe right now, that is a big, strong, important word right now for everything that is going on. We need to be a community, in this case, a wrestling community and a society as a whole, and protect each other, love each other, and all that kind of stuff like that. So there's Mr. Fourth Row being a little bit sappy right now, but maybe it's just that I'm excited to see this happening and to be attending this event. And Randy, that check's in the mail. All right. So, well, like we mentioned there, if you guys can support your local wrestling talents or your favorite wrestling talents, for that case, hit them up. See if they've got a pro wrestling tees site set up, and purchase a shirt. Check with your promotion. See if they have merch on hand that they need to get rid of, and they've been holding all these months. And you know, so if you're not, if you may not be attending a show or not attending a show quite yet, just hit them up, see what they got going on, support if you can, of course, always. That is always the caveat to all this stuff. All right, so like we said in the past episode, no events to review, but let's just, of course, once again mention this upcoming event on the June 20th, first day of summer, Headlocks for Hospice event. If you want to get tickets to it, get in contact with Ruthless Randy Rude or CSW and get your tickets there. Of course, if you're not able to attend in person, view the stream on Facebook and YouTube. And if you're you know, going to be in attendance, view it later. Let's see how it looked on attendance. See if you see yourself in the crowd. All that kind of fun stuff like that. And then, of course, support best you can, if you can, and all that kind of stuff like that. Upcoming events, besides that one, time of this recording, let's just once again shout out to Devotion Championship Wrestling for their Fallout at Own Risk private TV taping. If you are in the Utah area, Salt Lake City, Utah, get in contact with them if you want to attend. So that is going to be exciting as well. It's, things are opening up and it's time to hit the ring and get some action. Get this going on. All right. Well, before we get out of here, let's once again thank the Trending Topics Network for help hosting this show. You want to catch other great shows such as this, look them up on your favorite podcast catching application of your choice. You'll catch shows such as What's on Fight, where myself and my co-host Finn Fish talk about all the programming you can find on the Fight TV app. You've also got All Beer Inside, Year Vision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling Cheers. Want to get in contact with the show? WrestlingWithAltitude.com is the website. Podcast@WrestlingWithAltitude.com is the email. Facebook page of Wrestling With Altitude, obviously. And Twitter is WrestleAltitude for the handle. Thank you all for listening, supporting, and having fun wrestling with altitude. Thank you.